Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I've been to countless movies by myself. I've been to a few Padres games by myself. Mm-hmm. Never gone to a concert by myself ever. And I certainly haven't gone to one that was as huge as the one that producer Jessica went to on Sunday alone. As Jessica is still basking in Beyonce's glow from Sunday evening SoFi show. Am I wrong about any of that?
No, I went solo, and I'm telling you, I really enjoyed it. I'll do it again.
So what was the reason why you went alone? Is it that no one else could go with you? Did you purposely decide to go by yourself?
None of my friends that are my concert buddies are Beyonce fans, which is wild. And I have friends that are Beyonce fans, but they made plans with other friends, so I just was like left in the lurch by myself.
So when you're at the concert and you're alone, I mean, you're not talking to anybody, right? I mean, you're not high-fiving anybody. You're not having a drink with anybody. What are you doing?
I'm just enjoying the vibe, enjoying the music. I mean, you can't. Who do you talk to during the show? I don't want to talk to people. I want to enjoy and have a good time. And
I get it. You don't want to sit and chatter with somebody. You're there to watch someone perform
right. And
sing your favorite songs. Got it.
It was so much fun, just the people watching alone.
Uh-huh.
Everybody was dressed in impeccably.
Okay.
So many crazy costumes.
Was there a single person who incorporated May the 4th day?
No.
May the 4th be with you. Not one?
No. So, see, I think you still missed your opportunity.
I'm good.
We discussed this on Friday. Jessica is a Star Wars freak. She was having a little bit of a dilemma thinking that I'm not going to be able to spend May the 4th Star Wars day with my family because I'll be by myself at Beyonce.
Yeah.
We suggested that she maybe go as Yoda or, I don't know, Jabba the Hutt. Somebody. I don't know. Anybody, okay. Star Wars. Pick the hottest character and go. I still think it would have been a way to stand out myself.
Sure, why not?
Clearly disagreed.
Yeah, I did not want to do that. I had a cute little outfit planned, and so that's what I wore. But everybody else looked so amazing. I saw somebody even went so far as to bring, you know, those like blow up costumes for Halloween?
Like a dinosaur?
Yeah.
They were a guy.
Like the sumo wrestler ones?
Okay. This one was one of those where it looks like he was riding a horse.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Yeah. So it was like a blow-up horse.
You're allowed to bring a blow-up costume to a Beyonce show?
Guess so. He was in the pit, so, you know, they had plenty of room around him.
You can't bring a certain size purse, but you can bring a blow-up horse.
I thought the same thing.
It's weird priorities.
I was worried that my clear plastic purse might not get all the way in because it was covered in a little spot.
Yeah.
But this guy can bring a horse in.
That's crazy. Well, now you know.
How long was the show, by the way?
3 hours.
That's a long day. You drove right home. You didn't stay the night.
No. I drove right home. It only took 2 hours to get home. And I had dinner with friends before. They had bought tickets on their own and were in a different section.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't alone. I was alone the entire night.
Sure, gotcha.
I did, you know, dance and party with my new friends, Chrissy Teigen and John Legend, who were sitting next to me with their kids. They were adorable.
Well, your celebrity sightings have really been upped these last couple of weeks with Stagecoach and now hanging out with the Legends.
And the guy who was the blow-up horse.
Right.
Duh. Yeah.
Let's not forget about Hopalong. Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like a wonderful night was had by all. And Beyonce performed well?
It's just a whole different level of showmanship. And the show itself, the visuals were incredible. The best part of the entire night, though, was her daughter, Rumi, coming on stage.
Uh-huh.
She's been part of the show this time. And if you've seen any of the videos, the complete joy that is expressed on this little girl's face. At one point, her mom said, "Give it up for Rumi." And, of course, the whole place went crazy. And this little girl could not believe that people were screaming for her.
Oh, that's awesome.
It just, her whole face lit up and she just kept waving and it was such a beautiful moment. I cried. It was lovely.
The best part about you going to the show, producer Jessica, is we were without you yesterday and we didn't take the station off the air. So that's a big thumbs up.
Yeah, shocking. We were like, actually get things done.
No. We were proud of ourselves.
Glad you had a good time, Jess. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Another day, another ACM award has been announced. Guess what, John? It's still not us.
Oh, yeah. I guess we're holding on hope that they changed their mind.
Anyway, it's a big one. Keith Urban has been named an ACM Triple Crown winner.
Remind me of what that is again.
So you have to win in the three biggest categories. So for him, it would be the new artist win. You have to get the male artist win and get Entertainer of the Year. Now, Keith won those trophies in 2001, 2005, 2006, and 2019. But just winning all three of those doesn't automatically give you the ACM Triple Crown Award. They have to decide to give it to you. For some reason, there was a big gap between Jason Aldean winning in 2016 and Miranda Lambert winning in 2022. And I think it's because in 2006, they gave it to too many people. They should have spread it out if they don't do it automatically. Because in 2006, it was given to Kenny Chesney, Merle Haggard, Mickey Gilley, Barbara Mandrell, and Brooks and Dunn.
Good Lord.
I know.
The ACMs are this Thursday. There have been already more awards given to artists as well. Ella Langley, who's gotten more nominations than anybody, has already won Best New Female. Mm-hmm. Now she won Best Collaboration of some sort with Riley Green.
Yeah.
It's a very long, drawn-out title. I think it means Best Video, but
yes.
I don't know.
It's what it means.
Also, we still didn't win. Also, the ACMs are on Thursday on Amazon Prime. So
at 5 o'clock, so we don't have to stay up late to watch it.
But you do have to pay for it.
No, you don't have to be a subscriber, it said.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, you do not have to be a subscriber to watch the
ACMs.
I'm trying
to rag on the ACMs for not giving us the award. That's not country's biggest night.
Okay.
It's the second biggest night. Maybe that would improve if you gave somebody we know an award once in a while. Ever. No, in all seriousness, though, not to rain on Keith Urban's parade. That's a huge honor.
It is.
Mm-hmm. It hasn't been done since 2010. That's just still shocking to me.
I know. Carrie Underwood's the last one to get it.
Speaking of Keith Urban, last night was the Met Gala. It's fashion's Super Bowl, Tammy.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be so proud of me. I've been doing some of my homework on the Met Gala.
Okay.
It's kind of outside my comfort zone. Especially since last year we brought up the Met Gala to Keith Urban, who was an attendee, and things got awkward real fast.
Mm-hmm.
Really awkward. We'll relive that next with John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Am I the reason that Nicole Kidman was not with her husband, Keith Urban, at the Met Gala last night?
Hmm?
Admittedly, the Met Gala, not my thing.
Sure.
My daughters and my girlfriend, Sam, were back and forth yesterday talking about Rihanna debuting her baby bump and this and that.
And the clothes that they wear, I don't get. I love fashion, but some of it is like so out there. I'm like, I don't quite get that.
I don't think mere mortals like us are supposed to get it,
that's
Tammy.
That's true.
Bless your heart.
Yeah.
You're so adorable trying to understand what the beautiful people are doing.
Well, some people wear things that I look at, I'm like, God, that's really beautiful. I mean, that would be a cool thing. And then sometimes you go, wow,
well,
okay, that's not something you wear in the real world. You just wear it to the Met Gala. So Nicole Kidman debuted what looks like a actual short haircut. I mean, sometimes.
What do you mean? What looks like?
Because sometimes they can be out on a red carpet with what looks like a short haircut, but it's actually a wig, or they have taken their hair and tucked it somehow so it looks like it's short hair. But this really truly does look like a haircut, and it's the first time I can remember Nicole Kidman having short hair.
Nicole Kidman looked stunning.
And John, it's interesting because you said maybe you were the reason why Keith Urban did not attend with his wife Nicole Kidman. It was the first time that he hasn't walked the red carpet with her. They did the 3 years before that, and maybe it was because of this interview we did with Keith about the Met Gala.
Yeah, this is a year ago.
By the way, I think you and your lovely wife were the most beautiful couple at the Met Gala. Holy cow, you guys were just, I can't think of anybody who looked more like they belonged together than the two of you. Plus, of course, you were dressed impeccably. It was the Met Gala after all, but just stunning.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We had a great time. We always do.
You said you have a good time every year. Are you being legit with us? Because that seems to me like that's a real great night for your wife, and husbands kind of get, you know, dragged along with. Kind of like the bored arm candy. Is it truly a great time, or is there a part of you that thinks, you know, I'd rather be bowling or, you know, hanging out with my boys?
We always have a great time. That's true.
Oh. Okay.
No, we do.
Poor Johnny was like, I thought I was going to get something out of there.
Did I ask the wrong question there? Yeah, that got awkward, man. I was not expecting that. I didn't know. First of all, I didn't know that you can only get invited to the Met Gala.
Yes.
Okay.
And you can't just go.
I didn't know that apparently it's not Met Gala-ish. to say, yeah, I'd have much rather been hanging out with my boys. Keith's uncomfortable reaction proved that maybe there are some things he just can't talk about.
Or maybe it was, yeah, he really didn't want to be there, and that's why he didn't go there.
I don't know.
I mean, here's the thing. There's like, it's so funny how clickbaity headlines are, because one is talking about Halle Bieber, Justin Bieber's wife, was at the Met Gala without him and holding a martini glass while he's at a hockey game, and it's like really negative, right? And then the other article is, Timothy Chalamet had great reason not to be with his girlfriend, Kylie Jenner, because his team was in the NBA playoffs. Yeah. It's like, I guess who you like, you're going to give them a pass, and who you don't like, there must be something wrong.
I heard that tables go for $350,000 a table.
Well, it's and a like fundraiser.
All the big fashion designers, all the big fashion companies buy these tables, and then they invite the stars to be their guests. Of course, the stars don't have to pay. I do know that they raise, what, like tens of millions of dollars, but it's for the costumes at the Met? Am I right about that?
I thought it was...
That's the charity?
So the Costume Institute is a museum that has 33,000 objects representing 7 centuries of fashionable dress and accessories for men, women, and children from the 15th century to now.
So that's the charity, to protect that, uphold that?
Yes, uphold, you bet. Absolutely, right. Take care of it. It's amazing, some of the stuff that they have.
So that's why I saw a dude with a full-on piano backpack on his back, and I'm not joking?
Yes.
Okay. You know what that suit needed? A full-on piano backpack.
Yes, I guess so.
Just Google search Andre 3000.
Oh, my God.
It's an interesting look, bro.
It's still nice to look at the pictures, though. And I love Nicole Kidman's short hair. Keep it. It looks so pretty on you.
And yes, there will be a question regarding the Met Gala in this morning's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Coming up next with John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Emmys, College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Woo! Well, to San Marcos. Good morning, Ray.
How are you?
Doing well. Appreciate you asking, pal. Hey, do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio.
Tammy, could you excuse us for a little bit, please?
You bet. Good luck, honey.
Ray, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Also want to remind you, Ray, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Ray, Adele had a birthday yesterday. Is she older or younger than 40?
She's older.
Michelle Pfeiffer was reunited with her character's costume 33 years after Batman Returns. No, she didn't wear it, even though it looks like she still could. What was her character in Batman Returns, who has since been played by Anne Hathaway and Zoe Kravitz?
Catwoman.
Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock are reuniting for an untitled romantic thriller. The two starred together in this 1994 action thriller about a bus that's rigged to explode if it goes under 50 miles per hour. What's the movie?
Oh, man, I know this one. Man, I can't think of it.
Okay. CBS has canceled The Equalizer, but Queen Latifah, the star, is grateful for the 5 seasons it got. What Oscar-winning movie star stars in The Equalizer movie series?
Oh, that's, shoot.
You know all these.
Yes, I do. Ooh, I can't think of his name.
Okay, and finally, President Trump says he's ordering federal agencies to rebuild and reopen Alcatraz, the notorious maximum security prison that closed more than 60 years ago to house America's most ruthless and violent offenders. What was the name of the movie where FBI agent Nick Cage paired up with the only known person to escape from Alcatraz, who was played by Sean Connery?
Was it Con Air?
Let's get Tam back in. So, Ray, what's happening with you today, man?
On my way to work, brother.
And what do you do?
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
Oh, that's a tough job. It is a tough job. There's a list out right now of the toughest jobs in America, and you are at number 2. I'm going to go ahead and lump you in with construction worker. Is that fair?
That's fair.
Okay. Well, you're number two, so thank you for what you do, man. You got the second toughest job in America.
All right.
Shockingly, morning radio host, nowhere on the list. I mean, nowhere on the list. I looked on every page of that list, back and front.
It ought to be number one.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, sorry, firefighter. You're out. by the way, teacher is also on that list, and it's National Teacher Day. So
yes,
hug a teacher today. They're all heroes. Rated 1 out of 5 today, Tam.
Okay, all right.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, you got bigger fish to fry.
That's literally right. Bigger equipment
bigger
to run.
Bigger equipment to work. Tammy, happy birthday to Adele. She had a birthday yesterday. Is she older or younger than 40?
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to say younger.
She's 37 years old. Ray went older. Ooh, Ray. Adele.
Don't tell her.
Adele will not be happy with you. 1-0. Tammy Michelle Pfeiffer was reunited with her character's costume 33 years after Batman Returns. No, she did not wear it, even though it looks like she still could. What was her character in Batman Returns, who has since been played by Anne Hathaway and Zoe Kravitz?
Catwoman.
That is right. I neglected to say Halle Berry.
Yeah, I was...
Well, because clearly I wasn't in my right frame of mind.
Exactly. You got all wrapped up in your Catwoman. You forgot, one of the hottest.
Mm. It's always going to be Michelle Pfeiffer as the hottest to me, but again, that's just me. It is 2-1. Ray knew that. Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock are reuniting for an untitled romantic thriller. The two starred together in this 1994 action thriller about a bus that's rigged to explode if it goes under 50 miles per hour. What's the movie?
Speed.
Speed. Ray just could not come up with it. 3-1, Tammy. Timmy, CBS has canceled The Equalizer, but Queen Latifah is grateful for the 5 seasons it got. What Oscar-winning movie star stars in The Equalizer movie series?
Denzel Washington.
Another one that Ray just could not remember off the top of his head. 4-1, Tammy. And finally, President Trump says he's ordering federal agencies to rebuild and reopen Alcatraz. What was the name of the movie where FBI agent Nick Cage paired up with the only known person to escape from Alcatraz, who was played by Sean Connery?
Was that The Rock?
It was The Rock. Ray went with Con Air. Today, Tammy wins by a clean sweep, 5-1. You're not going to get any of her money, but we do have a great prize for you, buddy.
We're looking forward to seeing you at this show because you have a pair of tickets to KSON's All-American Summer starring Scotty McCreery, the band Perry, Kelsey Hart, and Will Mosley. It's June 14th at Front Wave Arena.
Sweet. Thank you.
Ray, enjoy that, buddy. We appreciate you listening. Unfortunately, before you leave, we do have to have you say this.
I'm Ray in San Marcos, and I bumped out Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
In honor of Mother's Day, and early happy Mother's Day to you, Tammy, to you, producer Jessica, and to all moms and stepmoms. You're not the stepmom. You're the mom who stepped up.
You bet. We are giving you the chance to confess a mom fession, something that you need to get off your chest that you feel horrible about, and we'll absolve you of it, and you will feel so much better. 833-287-1037.
Keeping that in mind, the ultimate mom on our show, my mother, Bonnie, Church Lady Bonnie, has a horrible memory from my past that she's tried her best to suppress because not paint her in the best parental light. Short story is, I broke my collarbone and she kicked me out of the house.
Okay, John, it's not like she said, oh, you broke it, good for you. That's not what happened. Oh,
however,
John.
My sisters and I won't let her forget it.
Oh, you're so mean.
Hello.
Morning, Mom.
Good morning, Bonnie.
Good morning.
So, Mom, I know you don't like talking about this. I'm only asking you to share this story with us with the promise that I'll never bring it up to you again. I'm going to absolve you of your parental sin.
Oh, my God.
And it'll never come up again.
I am in my mind trying to think of the timeline, and if I had an infant daughter in the house while you were doing those little shenanigans, because I wanted to forget that, you know?
Well, of course you want to forget it, because you sent your son with a broken bone out of the house telling him to deal with it himself.
if my
memory serves me. But let me go ahead and paint the picture. Gina, the judge, my oldest sister, your oldest daughter.
Yes, you were probably about 4 and, no, well, how old were you, 4?
I don't know, Mom. All I remember is pain.
Oh,
not
my
age.
God, John.
So we're playing Batman and Robin because the Batman and Robin TV show was really big, and I was so into it.
And how much older is Gina than you, John?
Gina's 3 years older than me.
Okay, all right.
So Gina, of course, bossed me around a lot. Yep. What a shock. And she just demanded that she play Batman, and I had to play Robin.
Right.
Now, Mom had a strict rule, don't climb on the deck. You can fall and hurt yourself.
Correct.
Well, Batman, a.k.a. my sister, who I just wanted to please, told me, hey, Robin, go up there. The Joker's on top of the deck. So I go, okay, Batman. I just climb up that deck, and sure enough, the dope that I am, I slip and I fall, and I have a bad pain in my collarbone area. I walk in the house. Mom's livid. She's like, don't come in here. I just watched you. I told you not to climb on the deck. Uh-huh. It's your own fault that you fell. I'm like, I hurt myself.
Uh-huh.
Like, no. Take it outside.
Yep.
Any of this ringing a bell, Mom?
Not quite that way, but yes. Go on.
Well, how do you remember it?
I remember you laughing and jumping off the deck, and I said, don't do that, because it was high. I was so afraid you were going to fall. I was obviously preoccupied in the house with, I think, your infant sister.
Right, Wendy.
Wendy.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Well, see, I remember coming in, arm dangling, very useless.
Oh, my gosh.
Almost dragging the ground. Mother, please.
Okay.
Please.
I know it wasn't like that at all, John. I'm a mom. I know exactly what your mom was going through. Gina made me do this, and she hurt me. And your mom was like, I told you, that's enough. Go outside. I imagine it was like that, Bonnie.
Yes, and then you know what he did? He walked to a neighbor's. Oh, my God. Isn't that awful?
My neighbor, who identified that there was a child in pain in her door, welcomed
John.
Me in. And said, my goodness, young man, I think you broke your collarbone.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, my mother told me to leave the house or something like that.
John.
Oh, God. Oh, pain, agony.
You had to have been mortified.
I was mortified. I'm obviously enough to bury that horrible memory, along with many of the other broken bones that he had. So, oh my God,
you deserved it.
I did. I did. I did break a lot of bones.
No,
very accident prone.
This is.
Yeah. You see, be quiet. My mom's protecting me now.
Poor kid.
Yeah. Where were you then, Mom? Back then, it was get the hell out. Now it's all a poor kid.
But that is a terrible memory. Come on, think of the good ones, please.
Bonnie, the reason we talked about it is we're doing mom fessions today, an opportunity for moms to get something off their chest that they're like, oh, I can't believe that happened. And now John can never, ever, ever bring it up to you again, okay? You are absolved.
Oh, thank you. But that was a terrible thing. It really was.
Oh,
poor baby.
Bonnie.
Give him a hug, Tammy.
I feel worse for Bonnie than you, John. I'm sorry, but
listen,
I do.
Listen to my mom. Give me a hug. Get over here. All right. I love you, Mom. You're absolved. We'll never I can't promise that Gina won't bring it up again, but I will never bring it up again.
Sure she will.
Okay.
I love you guys.
I love you, too. Feel better. Yeah, I know you got a little bit of a head cold. Feel better, okay?
Thank you so much. I love you.
Happy Mother's Day early, honey.
Yes, happy Mother's Day early.
Oh, that's right. Mother's Day. Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye, cutie.
Time to fess up, moms. You'll be absolved, too. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSO. We're looking for your mom fessions in time for Mother's Day so we can absolve you.
Shannon in Pine Valley, go ahead and give us your mom fession.
Okay. So when my son was probably about 6 or 7 years old, it was Halloween Day, and he had his costume on. There's a playhouse in our yard, a plastic playhouse, and I told him a million times, do not climb on top of that playhouse. And It was right before school, and he was outside, and I was getting ready to take him to school, and next thing I know, he's coming in the door screaming in pain. I'm like, oh gosh, what happened? And he says, I fell off the house and I hit my arm on a rock. I'm like, well, I told you not to play on that house. Why are you playing on that house? And I said, well, you know, just, you know, rub your elbow and you'll be fine. And he's like screaming in pain. And I call my husband, and he's on the phone. I'm on the phone with my husband. I'm like, oh, you know, this happened. And my husband's like, he doesn't scream like that. I'm like, nah, he'll be fine. He'll be fine. And my husband's like, no, I don't think so. I can hear him in the background. He's hurt. I was like, okay, fine. I'll just take him to the, you know, take him to the hospital and the ER and what's going on. And they take x-rays and everything, and needless to say, he broke his elbow.
Oh, honey. I totally get it. And because you mom fest, you are totally absolved.
Well, thank you.
Doesn't that feel better?
Yes.
Okay. Right,
take care.
Thanks, Shannon. Sam in Lakeside, go ahead and give us your mom fession so we can absolve you for Mother's Day.
So when my daughters were young, I told them that if they wrote on themselves, they would get eat poisoning. My daughter is a nurse, went all the way through school, was actually working, and found out from another doctor that I had lied to her whole life.
Oh, that's so funny.
As a nurse.
I know. I love it. Because when I was a little kid, when my sisters and I would take a bath together, we would goof around and start spitting water at each other, and it grossed my mom out so much. And so to get us to stop, she said, if you drink that bath water, you're going to get polio. And for years, that's how I thought people got polio.
Yeah, she's a full-on nurse, and she still thought that she could get
that's great
blood poisoning from writing on herself.
Sam, you're absolved.
Thank you.
You bet. Heather, go ahead and mom fest so we can absolve you.
So John's story reminded me of a story. So my daughter is now 25, and she's perfectly fine. But when she was about 5 years old, I'm a single mom. She's at after-school care from, like, kindergarten, fell off the swing. So they call me, so I rush over, and I'm not sure what's wrong with her arm, but it looks kind of like it's dangly a little bit. So I went to CVS and got her a sling and put it in a sling for about 3 days until it was turning blue.
Oh, honey.
Then I took her down to the children's hospital, and it was completely broken.
Oh,
well, I mean, you got her a sling. I mean,
I put her in a sling for 3 days and sent her back to school.
Oh, honey.
No pain meds.
Yeah. Oh, you know, and you know what? I know you're mortified afterwards. You're horrified by the whole thing. But you mom fest, and we absolve you.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Happy Mother's Day, honey.
Happy Mother's Day. Have a great one.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
1-1 to Machado. Weaver ready, and the pitch. Manny swings, rips it into left field. That is down in a base hit. It's going to bounce and roll all the way to the wall. Wade and Lockridge have scored. Arise will be held as the throw comes into Volpe. A two-run double for Machado, and a one-run game here in the eighth. Tying run 90 feet away. Xander swings, lines one into left field. That's down in front of Bellinger. Arise has scored. Machado's on his way. The throw to the plate is up the line. A two-run single for Xander. And the Padres lead it for the first time tonight.
Audio courtesy of Jesse Agler, 97.3 The Fan, flagship station of the San Diego Padres.
When John walked into the studio this morning, he said one thing. The Padres had no right winning that game, but they did.
I mean, a rainy night in New York, couple of delays, torrential rain. Padres are not a bad weather team, clearly, look where we live.
Mm-hmm.
Not used to that, playing the mighty Yankees in first place in the AL East. We were down the entire game until the eighth inning where we scored four runs to come back, take the lead, and boom, bullpen does what it's done all year. We get the win, a huge win at Yankee Stadium, continuing this great road trip. But what is the big news is what my personal theory is to how this game ended up the way it was.
Okay.
Because right before Manny gets up to start the comeback, Fernando Tatis Jr., our MVP this year, perennial NL MVP, gets kicked out of the game for arguing strikes. I believe that there was something suspicious about this whole turn of events.
What do you mean?
We're about to lose on a rainy, horrible night in the Bronx. I have a theory that Fernando Tatis Jr. and Mike Schilt, the manager of the Padres, had this little conversation. This is just me.
Okay.
Saying, hey, listen, of course, coach, I'm going to go up there and I'm going to try and drive the runs and do what I do. But if I'm sensing that maybe it's not happening for me, maybe I argue balls and strikes. Maybe I get kicked out. Maybe you come out. And then you get kicked out, sparking this team. And that's exactly what happened.
Oh,
Fernando Tatis Jr. had a questionable strike, too, that he was bothered by. He then proceeded to strike out. He then immediately went to the umpire and said, what I'm imagining is,
oh, geez, John.
Because he was instantly thrown out of the game. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't even a question. He's gone. He even turned around before he finished saying it, knowing, I'm about to get kicked out.
Yeah.
Mike Schilt comes running out, and Mike Schilt is not a guy that gets angry very often.
Okay.
But he came out steaming, throws his glasses, card, basically saying, hey, throw me out too.
Okay.
He gets thrown out, and then boom, Machado. Boom. Xander Bogaerts drives in the runs. We win. Is that a far-fetched theory?
Well, no.
Perhaps, but...
I don't know that it's far-fetched. I just don't know how accurate it is.
There's
but
no
you never
doubt
know.
that sparked a fire
sure.
on a team that, again, had no right winning that game. Soaking wet, letting one slip away, and all of a sudden, no. We got our fire back. Boom, boom, boom. Suarez comes in, does what he does. We win again. I don't know. I do know this.
It's an interesting theory, John.
I had to get out of the house afterwards. I was walking Roger the puppy. I had my Padres jacket on. What a shock. A man who I've never met in my life on a knee cart. You know what a knee cart is? He had surgery, so he's kind of...
Yeah, my husband had one when he had his toe surgery.
He's on a
knee
scooter. How did we do tonight? Said, we won. He said, we won? We're playing New York and the Bronx and we win? I go, on a rainy night.
Yes.
And we are down 3-0. I love this team, is what he said.
That's awesome.
And that is what I'm talking about. Strangers, grown men, basically embracing on the street.
I love that.
Over a Padres win.
Go Padres.
Same two teams tonight, and you can hear this game and every pitch of every game on our sister station, 97.3 The Fan. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to Tina in Allied Gardens. Hi, Tina.
Hey there. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing really well.
Good.
How about you?
Me too. Thanks. I'm doing really great. Thank you.
Tina, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
Tammy, can you go get a cup of coffee, please?
You bet. Good luck.
Tina, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. You're going to get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A Garage Door and Gate Store.com. Also want to remind you that all ties go to Tammy. Okay, Tina?
I'm ready. Thanks.
You're very welcome. Steve Burns says he made less money during the first several seasons of Blue's Clues than every waiter he knew. What kind of animal was Blue on Blue's Clues?
Blue was a dog.
White Lotus co-stars Jason Isaacs and Walton Goggins don't appear to have an issue, but when Goggins was asked about the alleged beef between himself and Amy Lee Wood, he refused to respond. In the TV show, what is the White Lotus?
Oh, God, I don't even have a clue. I've never seen that. Sorry.
That's all right. The Equalizer has been canceled, but Queen Latifah is grateful for the five seasons that it got. What network aired The Equalizer?
NBC.
Lady Gaga played for 2.5 million people at Copacabana Beach in Rio de Janeiro on Saturday, which breaks this singer's record at the same beach last year. Is it Madonna, Taylor Swift, or Beyonce?
Got to say Taylor Swift.
And finally, the Met Gala kicked off last night. The 2025 Met Gala theme is Superfine, a tailoring black style. It's an invite-only charity event. What is the full name of the Met?
I'm not doing too well today. The Metropolitan Elegant Talent People. I don't know.
Hey, it pretty much sums it up. Let's get Tam back in. Tina, what's your day looking like today?
It's looking good. I'm going to work. I'm glad.
Oh, that's a really nice attitude. What do you do for a living?
I work in the accounting office of a management company.
Okay. Tina likes her job and does not feel she did so well this morning.
I don't think I did.
Well, then we'll move along.
Okay. One out of five today for Tina. Tammy, Steve Burns says he made less money during the first several seasons of Blue's Clues than every waiter he knew. What kind of animal was Blue on Blue's Clues?
He was a dog. Or is Blue a she?
I
think Blue's a girl.
Blue was a girl.
Yeah.
Okay. A dog is what we're looking for, and it's 1-1. White Lotus co-stars Jason Isaac and Walton Goggins don't appear to have an issue, but when Goggins was asked about the alleged beef between himself and Amy Lee Wood, he refused to respond. In the TV show, what is the White Lotus?
A hotel?
Yeah. A hotel is correct. It's 2-1, Tammy. The Equalizer has been canceled, but Queen Latifah is grateful for the five seasons it got. What network airs The Equalizer? Or I should say aired at this point.
NBC?
That's not right. CBS, what we're looking for. Still 2-1, Tammy. Lady Gaga played for 2.5 million people at Copacabana Beach in Rio de Janeiro on Saturday, which breaks this singer's record at the same beach last year. Is it Madonna, Taylor Swift, or Beyonce?
Madonna.
It is Madonna. Material
and
girl.
And you know she was annoyed as all get out over that. You know she
that
was.
Lady Gaga broke her
yes.
record?
You know Madonna was annoyed by
Can
that.
Can you even fathom being in a crowd of 2.5 million people?
I was in a crowd of just over a million.
When you went to go see Garth at
when
Central Park?
When I went
Park?
To see Garth at Central Park,
Did
yeah.
the size of the crowd dawn on you at the time, or were you just so excited to be there?
I didn't see the entire scope because we had to look at a big screen. I just don't think the enormity of it hit me.
Does it shock you that Balboa Park is bigger than Central Park in
oh,
Manhattan?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
True story. Tina, sorry, are you still with us? Just having a conversation here.
I'm still here.
All right.
Sidebar, sidebar.
Learning
sorry
all
about
kinds
that.
Of things here today. It is now 3-1, Tammy. And finally, the Met Gala kicked off last night. The 2025 Met Gala theme is super fine. Tailoring black style. It's an invite-only charity event. What is the full name of the Met?
The Metropolitan Museum of Art.
That's right.
Okay.
Score 4-1 for Tammy today, Tina. So you're not going to get any of her money, but we do have a great prize for you.
You have a pair of tickets to join us for KSON's All-American Summer, starring Scotty McCreery and the band Perry, happening June 14th at Front Wave Arena.
Yay, congratulations, Tammy, but thank you for the wonderful gift.
You're welcome.
Listen to the graciousness here. I kind of feel guilty. I have to ask you to say this, Tina.
Hi, I'm Tina from Allied Gardens, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
No one puts on a better face. Literally and figuratively, than Dolly Parton does, always appearing to be just so happy and so fulfilled, and yet you know that she has to be struggling immensely after the passing of her husband, that she was basically with her entire life since she was 18 years old.
I know. It's a lot, and Dolly has grief, and she shared it on Friday on the Today Show.
Yeah, we were together 60 years. I've loved him since I was 18 years old, and it's a big adjustment, just trying to change patterns and habits, and I'll do fine, and I'm very involved in my work, and that's been the best thing that could happen to me. But I'll always miss him, of course, and always love him.
You can hear it.
Yeah.
You can hear it in her voice, and it just makes me sad to think. I mean, they're together longer than some people live, you know, right. 60 years. That's an incredible accomplishment.
Not that I'm comparing Dolly Parton to my mom, but
no,
that,
it's the
that
same.
Kinda
how
reminds
long were
me.
Your,
yeah.
How long were your parents married?
I mean, my mom, boy... I mean, my mom was with him since she was in her late teens.
Right. It's got to be 60, yeah. You know,
so,
same thing.
I remember talking to her before I met Sam and just asking her, like, why do you think I have such a fear of being alone, or why can't I, well, I don't know how to handle that well. And, and she said, you're asking the wrong person. I haven't been alone. Like, my mom literally went from her bedroom in suburban Chicago to my dad's room when they got married. And,
yeah.
and that's. She's never been alone. So it was like, oh, my God. You know, it took me a while to sink, have that sink in.
Yeah.
And my mom is doing what Dolly's doing. She's channeling. We call my mom the church lady when she's on for our ball talk with Bonnie. And that's what she does. But she counsels others who have lost someone that they love. That she's a grief counselor. That's how she settles her grief. And it's just, I mean, man, strength. A lot of strength.
It reminds me, hearing that reminded me of when I sat down with my husband's grandmother, Grandma Hattie, and she got married. She was either 17 or 18, and same thing. She went from her own bed at her mom and dad's house to getting married and getting on the train with her new husband. And halfway on the train ride, she said, I got scared and wanted to go back home.
I bet.
You know, it's like, oh my goodness. That's a lot. And I just, how Dolly keeps it together is really quite amazing. I mean, I know she's got family and super close friends to help her out, but sometimes it's all on you, you know?
Incidentally, Dolly was on the Today Show in the first place to talk about the 40th anniversary of her dream, Dollywood.
We so have to make that happen. Morning show on the road trip to Dollywood. I think that would be the coolest thing ever.
Can't we just go to Disneyland and call it Dollywood?
It's no,
a lot shorter of a drive.
It's not
shorter of a drive.
It's not the same.
They got
you
corn
know
dogs
it.
At Dollywood?
Apparently, we have to get the cinnamon bread. That's the that's the thing that everybody goes there for.
Oh, okay. I hadn't heard. Okay. All right. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. We found out we have a new fan over the weekend as Tam and I were hosting a gala for the Home of Guiding Hands downtown.
Our fan has feathers.
Tell everybody your name and what part of San Diego you're from. Neil Fritz, and I'm from Poway, California.
And your wife is with you?
Hi, I'm Diane Fritz.
Now, you were telling me that there is a very special listener in your house of KSON and John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show.
Yes, our special friend is Angel. She's our Senegal parrot, and she's been listening to you guys for more than a decade.
How old is your parrot?
She is 24 years old.
That's crazy. What's the lifespan for a parrot?
Really long.
About 40 years.
30 to 40 years.
Wow. She will outlive us.
She's
going to
outlive us.
Is it a talking parrot?
You know, she says 10 or 12 things, and she's a little flirt. She loves men.
Okay.
Absolutely loves men. Any new man that comes in, I no longer exist.
I wonder if we could teach Angel to say, "I spoke country, KSON." That'd be kind of interesting.
That's about the best you can get her to do is say bye-bye or hello.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Angel, bye-bye, yeah. Hello.
She's very good at bye-bye.
All right.
But she listens to you all the time. Oh. We have Google turn you on, and we'll be putting around the house. And
I love it.
I never thought we had parents listening
to us. I know, I didn't either.
Angel loves you guys. Yes.
Oh, Angel.
Thank you, Angel. Love you, Angel. John and Tammy, bye-bye.
Man, it's too bad parents can't vote for the ACMs.
I know.
We'd have won that damn thing. It was a close, close contest, but thanks to Angel and her friend Polly, you're the winners. That's why this Thursday, we're not going to be at the ACMs in Texas, blah, blah, blah. We'll be at the ACMs Auto Body and Paint in Escondido.
Yeah, doing our own award show, decked out, dressed to the nines, on a red carpet, handing out our awards that you voted on, John and Tammy's awards for community magnificence. You can stop by 6 to 9, take a picture with us, walk the red carpet. Maybe we even let you make an acceptance speech even if you didn't win, just like us.
Maybe you can pretend you know who we are when you're getting your auto serviced. Oh, yeah. Hi, weird guy in a suit at an auto body shop. Not just any auto body shop, ACM Auto Body and Paint in Escondido. The actual ACMs, as far as we know.
Mm-hmm. This Thursday, 6 to 9, with John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.